Hey,
Hey,
episode 8.
episode 8.
Here we are.
I can't believe we did it. We're gonna say this every single week.
Right, that's just gonna be our opener. Like, wow, we really committed to something.
Wow.
And for episode 8, I would just like to formally say, welcome to Two Hoots and a Holler International Airlines. Your exit doors can be found on the left and right side of the plane, and you're gonna be in for a wild ride because we have a guest today.
Yes, we do. And I think this guest is actually flying the Two Hoots and a Holler International Airline.
Yes, like she is the main pilot. She does not need a co-pilot. It is just her, and somehow in balancing out her crazy life of being a pilot, she's also a doctor. It's
Right.
crazy.
It just
It's
blows. She's so talented. I
so
just.
I literally do not know one thing this guest could not do. So
God, it's just amazing. Amazing.
I know, but before we dive too deep into our interview with our exclusive guest, I would just like to introduce, coming in from stage right, we have the amazing, fantabulous Stacy.
Wanted to be an international icon. But how would they let me cross the border with these guns? Hey!
Beautiful.
Oh, I'll tell
True.
you the story about that tagline after I
Oh,
introduce
okay.
the marvelous, extraordinary,
Ooh, yes, I like this.
impeccable
Perfect.
Katie-kins!
Some people say I'm too much to handle, but they're alcoholics.
I swear, we're just too good at those.
Two hoots worth of amazing taglines coming
And a
at you
holler, yeah.
and a holler. Oh, excuse me, I forgot. Just kidding. How could I forget? Coming at you every episode. And so, all right. So, our topic of the day, or topic du jour, if you
Oh.
will. Maybe we'll get a follower from France now that we have a listener in Ireland.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, top of the morning to you. Love
Love your work.
work, love your work. So our episode topic today is traveling.
Yes, it is traveling.
So whether it be via plane, train, automobile, in the States, international, traveling, just. Yep.
Yep, and there are no travel advisories today. We have clear skies. Nothing slowing us down.
Our estimated arrival time is 7:42 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
God, I miss traveling on a plane so much.
Well,
So much.
you
Damn,
can, but
Rona.
it's a little weird right now. It's a
Listen.
little weird.
It was already sketch to be in an airport before Rona. I
Ms.
don't
Rona.
like, yeah. I don't know. I just it's not worth it. I have nowhere to be right now that's really
Life pressing.
exactly. Like if I had, I wouldn't have flown a couple months ago. Like no. Even if someone died. Nope, zoom me in. But
Zoom me into the funeral,
like a
bitch.
few months ago, for sure, I wasn't even leaving my house a few months ago. But
Right.
now I feel, especially now knowing that I've already had it, I just don't want to be the someone who gives it to other people by being in public and being on. But I mean, like, if something was super pressing now, I'd do it. But man, do I miss going to airports, going to the airport bar,
You
wherever
like
I'm.
that? Like, you like that rush and
Oh, yeah, I. love going to the airport.
Tiring to me. Like, it's just like a lot of work.
Yeah. I think
I get it.
Yeah, and I mean, I traveled so much for my job for so long. It just became like second nature, and I felt so comfortable traveling. I mean, when I was, you know, my region was Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Pittsburgh. So if I could drive, I would drive. But if I had to fly, I'd fly. And like our headquarters were in Denver, or if we had to go to meetings some places, I'd be flying. But then when my region changed to New York, I was flying. At one point when I was living in Michigan, but then my region was in New York, I was literally flying Monday morning and working at the airport and all that stuff. Wow. And I would live in a hotel in the city for literally Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Friday, I would fly home, and then I would be home Saturday, Sunday, and do it all over again. Loved it.
I need a nap just hearing that story. Like, that's
like
to me. Like,
and we flew Southwest, so we always were puddle jumping. So that basically meant
what
that, like,
what? What puddle jumping?
What's yes.
That? Oh, this traveling term. Can you enlighten me, please?
So
puddle jumping.
What the a direct flight goes from point A to point B.
Right.
They call it puddle jumping when it's like short layovers in different places, when you're literally just puddle jumping airport to airport to airport to get to your final destination. Most of the time they do that to give you, you can find cheaper flights that way sometimes because they need to just get rid of extra seats so you can get them for cheaper and whatnot. But Southwest, that's their like whole shtick. So that they can get more people flying for the price of, so everyone can have a better price and stuff like that. So basically, I would sometimes be flying to Baltimore, or when I flew somewhere on the East Coast one time, I got on the plane in Detroit. I had a layover in Chicago, and then I took a flight from Chicago to Baltimore. Yeah, so I liked it because then you could, like, see an airport, relax, and, you know, me, I love, like, to try the local beer and all that stuff. So I would love traveling for it. You'd be great people watching at the airport. I'd get so much work done at the airport. I think it's great.
I disagree, but, okay, so you're traveling a lot, and then you said you had to tie in something from your tagline. Were you trying to, like, travel with, like, guns?
No.
That's my first instinct.
No. The whole point of that is because I was dating a Canadian at one point in my life.
God.
Yeah, it was actually like right before Oakland or like the summer or right at my first summer after, I don't know, but it was around the time I got in that huge car accident. But I was dating a Canadian, and you know, in Michigan, got an enhanced license, you can just beep bop back and forth all the time.
Beep boop.
Beep boop. And they have in Canada a day called Canada Day, where they celebrate Canada, kind of like we have 4th of July. I don't know exactly, and I was kind of bad about this, I don't remember exactly what it's for, but it's a day that you celebrate Canada. And it's this whole ordeal, and, you know, parks are filled. It's pretty much like our 4th of July. I think it's July 1st. So anyways, I'm in Canada, and the whole thing is like you make shirts to like express your pride for Canada, mm-hmm. at least in the area that my girlfriend at the time lived in. And so she's like, we're making shirts. I was like, well, I need something funny to say on mine because she had a funny saying. And I was like, how American can I be? So of course, I had to make the most American t-shirt possible so that all of these Canadians, these Canucks, would know.
What, Trump 2020?
No. Whoa. Pause and rewind.
It was a parody joke of America. Go on.
Yeah. Anyways, so we did the spray painting of our shirts, and the front of my shirt says, how'd they let me across the border, ... And on the back it said, with these guns with two arrows pointing to my arms.
Wait. Wait, tell me, was it a sleeveless shirt?
No, it wasn't a sleeveless shirt. I wasn't that douchey yet.
Yet? Wow.
Listen, my new haircut got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, we'll post the pic of your haircut selfie on the Patreon.
Yep, for exclusive. Again, if you want to get on to that Patreon, too, the number two, H-O-O-T-Z.
Yeah, Google us first. I mean, Google us first. Google us. Gmail us first, and we'll add you.
For access, exactly. But yeah, so I made a really sarcastic American shirt for Canada Day and wore it, and my girlfriend thought it was the most endearing thing in the world, and I was like, this ain't gonna work.
I'm an American.
Even the guy was like, how many people from this province? How many people? How many French people? How many this? How many that? And how, let me just, he was like, let me just take a shot at the hip or something like that. How many Americans? I was like, yeah!
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue. Look at their color. Look at their flag. I'm like, you're missing a color. Get it? Because they're red and white.
You said, yeah, I fully got it. Maybe some of our listeners did not, but I did. So you said that to him.
I'm sorry. Listen, what if we get a Canadian listener after all of this?
I mean, it's possible. Like, our episode could be like, don't travel to Canada. Featuring Dr. Pilot BJPP.
I mean, it has a nice ring to it.
It kind of does. Okay.
So they're not letting us across the border. Y'all ain't gonna listen to our podcast. I'm
just kidding. Let me jot that down right quick.
Just kidding, Canada. We love you.
Represent Canada.
You're still missing a color in that flag, though.
The last time I traveled out of Michigan was in 2017. I went to Arizona for my cousin Paige's lesbian gay wedding. And
lesbian gay wedding?
Yeah, just gotta like roll it all together.
Heard.
Excuse me. It was a lot of fun. But I got sick. So I went there with my mom and dad, and the first night was fine, and we got there 2 days before the wedding, and let me just sidebar by saying I was standing up in the wedding. I don't think you know this full story. So we got there, and the first night I was fine, and then the night before the wedding, it's like, it was kind of later than the night. It was like 11 or midnight. Like something like shifted in me, and I had the shits, and I puked like all throughout the night leading up to the wedding. I didn't sleep.
No,
I was to and from the bathroom all night. Like, I would like think I was fine and then go lay in bed for a few minutes, run right back to the bathroom.
Oh.
It was not fun. So I remember that the morning of the wedding, and I had to be at the car or whatever at like noon or whatever. And I FaceTimed my brother and his wife, and I told them everything. And she was like, oh, drink like Coke. It like settles the stomach. Drank a Coke, puked it all up. I was like, I'm fucked. Like, I'm standing up in a wedding in like 4 or 5 hours. Like, I'm fucked. And my brother, I'll never forget him being like, you're going to shit your pants walking down the aisle. I was like, oh, thanks, Alex, but it's possible. Because nothing was staying down. Like, everything was just leaving my body. So, long story short, I got through the wedding. I didn't get sick. I didn't drink, which really sucked because they had, like, an awesome open bar. They had Blue Moon like on draft. I was like, oh, but I knew. So then that night my dad starts having the same symptoms. And then the night before we left, my mom started having the same symptoms.
No.
And like for the flight back, she was like, I really hope like I make it. Like, it was, you know, I mean, Arizona to Michigan, that's a pretty long flight. It's like, it was like three, four hours.
Well, and on top of it, the time difference, too, makes it feel like, exactly, you're, it's 7 hours, you know?
Right. So, like, I don't know if I caught a bug, like, from the plane. Like, I don't know. And I gave it to my parents. I do not know what happened, but we all had the exact same thing happen to us on our trip to Arizona. And my mom is not, like, a big traveler, like, in general. Like, she doesn't like going out of the state or out of the country, whatever. So, like, she was...
She's like, nope, not going to Arizona anymore.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is really gross. So, trigger warning, if you don't like puking, turn off the podcast or skip ahead a couple minutes. So, how my dad knew he was sick, because he got it the day after, and then my mom got it on the last night. We went to Red Robin in Arizona. Like, think of, like, the, like, multiple locations we could have went, but we ended up going to fucking, like, Red Robin. With my cousin and her wife and her parents. It was, like, kind of like an after dinner with her family and our family. So there was, like, 10 to 12 of us. We go to Red Robin. My dad, he, like, the food was just delivered. And he stands up and he has to go to the bathroom. And he's, like, you know, like, about to puke, basically. So then he goes to the bathroom and throws up. And then he decides to go outside to get some fresh air. Stacy, my dad, walked towards the front door of Red Robin and, like, basically projectile vomited onto the door, the entrance door of Red Robin, goes outside, and then pukes in some bushes.
Kurt.
So then I'm looking for my dad, and I walk kind of by the front door, and all I remember, especially after he told me what happened, there was a poor busboy cleaning the door. We all got so sick. It was, like, not cool. And then, of course, like, we go to Arizona, and it never rains there. It, like, somehow rained when we went there. My mom was like, of course. Like,
fuck Arizona, man.
Yeah, so that was my last, like, traveling experience.
Wow. Well, no wonder it was your last one. That's dramatic.
I mean, I don't really mind traveling, other than me telling you, like, yeah, I get tired from it sometime, but, like, that was...
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think I heard a cat.
Yeah. It's Milo.
It's Milo.
Y'all should know him from the pets episode.
Right. Go back to the pets episode if you want to know how Stacy stole, I mean, got Milo.
Did I steal you, sir?
No. No, we didn't. Yes. Help.
I hate you.
SOS. Help. What's the furthest place you've ever traveled from Michigan? Was it Vegas?
Like, traveled directly from?
No, I mean, just, like, physically. Like, how, what's the furthest place you've been away from
Michigan? Oh, from Michigan. Well, I don't know which is further, but it would be a toss-up between, I've been to Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So there's that. So I've been to Portland because that's where my aunt lives.
Aww.
I've been to California. I've been pretty much on the coast. So I guess that's the farthest.
Okay.
But I was living in Vegas and had driven out there. But directly from Michigan, I think would probably be Vegas because we drove. But I flew to Harlingen, Texas, which is, like, one of the, like, southernmost points you can go. It's, like, 30 minutes north of the border.
Yeah.
For an opening down there. So it was pretty far. But, I mean, also, I guess, like, to the very – Miami's also, I guess, pretty far distance-wise, too. And I've been to Miami. So, yeah. Kind of – the only place I haven't been, like, all four corners I've been to, except for, like, Maine.
Oh,
and I live in New York.
Oh my gosh, I hear Maine is beautiful.
I know, I want to go so bad.
Go to Stephen King's house and take a picture for me, please.
So you mean, like, when we do our road trip, we're going to go to Stephen King's house and you can take your own picture?
So we're going to meet in Maine and go down?
I mean, like, why not? You fly in there and I'll drive up there and pick you up from the airport and then we drive down.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll just rent a car. So then I can just leave it in Florida and fly home.
Well, folks, you heard it here. Our travel plans.
Season 2 of Two Hoots and a Holler will be...
It's a 3-episode arc of us traveling.
I'd listen. I'd listen.
That'd be good content. I would listen too.
So, listeners, we need to take a poll. Please email the number 2HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And let us know. Would you listen to a 3-episode arc of our travels along the East Coast?
Would you?
Or should we do a stop in every single town and do an episode for every single stop we do? And then you can have like, we'll have like 5 weeks.
Yeah, and we could like interview locals.
Oh, it would be like Billy in the Street.
But us, Two Hoots and a Holler featuring waitress at a deli.
Yeah, we don't interview anyone of like notoriety. It's just people we interact with all the time. It's like the hotel bellboy. So we're like, no.
And it's people who would obviously be willing to.
It's like people at the hotel pool.
That's the name of season 2. People at the hotel pool at Two Hoots and a Holler at gmail.com. If the pool's open.
You need a key card to access.
No, I meant with COVID. The first half of the episode is us trying to get the key card for the pool, and the second half is us interviewing someone at said pool.
And it's the guy who works at the pool?
It's not even a tourist. Alright, so if you want this content, email us at the number 2HOOTZ and a holler at gmail. And maybe next summer we can make it happen.
Honestly, maybe we can. That would be so much fun. And even if no one emails us, like, just be ready for it.
Right, like, we're just going to, like, do it anyways.
Because we're Americans.
Because we're Americans. Don't travel to Canada.
So I think it's time that we bring in... the special guest of the night.
Very special guest. You may remember them from episode dose of our podcast. We have Dr. Pilot BJPP on this episode. Woo! Yes! We're so happy. We've literally been trying to book her since episode 2. Like
weeks.
So now we're on episode 8. We got Dr. BJPP back, and just like episode 2, we're not going to tell her what the topic is, you know, leading into it.
And oh yeah, she's going into this 100% blind. Every time that she appears on our show will be a surprise to her.
Exactly. No idea what's going to go on. So we are going to bring her into our podcast and just see what it's like to be a doctor, a pilot, a philosopher. I mean,
it's a technologic
Neopet master who didn't really help you get into your Neopets account. But
not at all.
Not at all. But you got in, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
So I think I'm excited. Like, I'm anxiously excited to have her on and just like give us her wealth of knowledge to travel.
Exactly.
So,
right. Well, without further ado.
So we would like to welcome our very special guest hailing in from Florida. We have Dr. BJPP for our 8th episode.
The doctor is in the house, folks.
The doctor is in. It is time for your diagnosis.
Taking new patients. I don't accept all insurances.
Thank you for making my own Real Housewives tagline, because I didn't have one ready. I'm not going to lie.
A true fan knows. what is expected of people on this podcast.
Exactly. Our true fan knows how our podcast episodes are set up.
It's true.
So, Doctor, thank you for being back with us.
Thank you for having me. I've had a very busy schedule. I've had a lot of patients I need to check up on. It's been overwhelming. I would like a vacation, but I'm glad I have the time to sit down for this esteemed podcast.
Yeah, you're in between patients right now. You're in the break room really quick. I know you're busy.
Having a coffee, just having a chat.
This time of night?
Hey, I'm a doctor.
It's midnights.
I'm a doctor. What can I say?
I'm a doctor. What can I say?
She works midnight. She has a surgery soon. So we gotta... Anyway, thank you for... Thank you for tuning in to all of our episodes, and you are on episode 2, and now we're all the way to episode 8, and we're just happy to have you back.
It's surreal. I don't want to say I'm shocked that you've made it this far, because that sounds really condescending, but, like, it really is hard to, like, keep up with, like, podcasting sometimes, so it's cool. I'm happy that y'all are still doing this. I love listening.
We are so dedicated that we won't go into detail, but we have our schedule planned out literally through October.
Fuck yeah.
So. All the way to the end.
Shit.
That's what I, yeah. So.
First off, not today, Geraldine. And second off, the content we're going to be bringing you guys, though, is going to be different. We've got some exciting things planned and some... Mm-hmm.
It'll be a fun life.
Yeah, it will be. It will be.
I guess Brooke's interview turned into us advertising the podcast.
It's fine. I will be the platform for you to present yourself on. I don't mind.
You're like, I have major heart surgery in 2 minutes, but...
The tumor's got to come out in like 5 minutes, but you know what?
Proceed.
For my favorite podcast, I can wait.
All right. Perfect. And... So I don't know, touching back on our second episode with you, we touched on like some Neopet drama, and I think you're now aware, per our last podcast, that Stacy got her account back.
That was such a like, the chances of something like that working are so slim usually.
Right?
I was very impressed.
Literally the only saving grace is that I have not changed my phone number since I was like 12 years old.
that's wild, honestly.
Right? All the phones I've lost, broken, have stolen from me, like...
And then some, you know...
It's been there for you the whole time.
Gods were just like, you ask and we shall provide.
Lupus was smiling down on you.
My favorite Neopet Lupus.
I mean, Lupe. So when Stacy and I talk, like, she's just very into her dailies, gets all her dailies done. You know, did you do them tonight?
No.
Oh, no.
Damn, you better get on that.
But I fed them a lot yesterday. So I fed them a lot yesterday, so they should be satiated for today.
But, like, your dailies isn't really feeding your Neopets. Like, they're fine.
I'm going to get you the full list of what you need to do. There's... got a lot to take advantage of on this site.
Like, you will be busy for hours.
Literally set aside 2 hours a day, because like, you ain't going anywhere.
Which one do you use? Do you use Jelly Neo?
I do use Jelly Neo. Shouts out Jelly Neo.
Good night.
One of the few still going strong, giving us what we need.
Literally, like, still every single day gives me the fairy crossword answers. Still every single day gives me the, you know, the Neopet like puzzle.
200 Neo points.
You get 600 for finishing it in under 5 minutes.
And you can get an avatar.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Well, she's probably going to be doing the dailies throughout this podcast.
She's like, oh, no. Shit, I really got to get on it.
She's logging into Jelly Neo as fast as she can.
Jellicle Neo.
Oh, I don't have Jellicle Neo. My two favorite things, cats and Neopets. I'm making another account so that I can get more free shit.
Don't let them hear you. Don't let them hear that you said that. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, at least I'm not frozen. Do you know who on this podcast is frozen? Mr. Hide and Seek 01 over there.
Well, Miss.
Okay. Okay. I haven't used it in a long time, so they're probably like, we're just going to like freeze it just to make sure it's okay when he comes back. But my question is, are y'all bitches friends? Are you Neo friends or what?
No, Brooke, Abby.
Okay.
That was, sorry, that was real aggressive.
Stacey was so angry so fast.
I'm not. So let me give y'all a quick warning as well. Neopets, the actual website, is potentially going to just start crumbling away after this year.
Ha-ha. They're changing everything to beta right now. Why do I have to go deal with all this bullshit if it's going to be gone?
Well, what's happening is they're moving over to mobile and taking Flash away because Flash is being retired, which is what this entire website is built off of.
Yeah.
So once Flash is discontinued, everything is just going to stop loading.
Well,
damn. Do I hear clicking in the background?
No, sorry. You don't hear clicking in the background.
I do, and it was Brooke.
It was me. I was logging in, and I had a new privacy policy to agree to, apparently.
Doctor, you're on your break. Like, you can't be focusing on Neopets right now. Like, two hoots and a holler is the only important.
I have one Neo friend online.
Your surgery passed at this point. You're late to the OR.
It's, let them.
They're suing for negligence.
It's fine.
You counter sue with like all Neopets.
Honestly, I'll take this. I'll take the lawsuit for two hoots and a holler. It's fine.
Oh, that's gonna be in our
your testimonial.
I'd take a lawsuit for two hoots and a holler.
And like, Dr. legitimately, that's gonna be the opener of the episode. Just putting it out there.
Okay, good.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, I can do that. So. Not only are you a cardiology doctor and who knows what else. Technology expert, doctor in every field of medicine imaginable, psych, ortho. Like, you can do anything.
In a rough road.
Dermatology.
100%. Like, Dr. PJ. Oh, oh, PJ.
Oh, who? My arch nemesis?
You're like, my arch nemesis, Dr. PJ.
PJBP is down the fucking road and trying to take all of my patients from me. So that's very disrespectful of you to mention.
I apologize, Dr. BJBP.
Thank you.
Dr. PJ is fully listening in on this episode, though.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, not only are you a doctor in every field of medicine as well as technology, it kind of leads us to our topic today that you are a master of aviation and traveling in general, would you say?
This is true. Yes, I have. up until this pandemic hit, I have been traveling like every 2 months.
Right. So we figured that's why you would be the best person to have, not only as someone who travels, but you're also a licensed pilot. So
I do. It's not something I brag about too often. I don't want people calling me in for favors, but I am a pilot. I am a doctor pilot.
I am a doctor pilot.
Yes, Dr. Pilot BJPP.
Wow.
So, yes, as you can gather, our episode is a traveling themed episode. And we figured it'd be a fun one with you because, like you said, like you travel all over the place. Like, do you have any upcoming, like, kind of trips coming? I mean, I guess Michigan, mm-hmm. if that counts. But, I mean,
I had literally everything I was going to do has been canceled for the foreseeable future. So
no.
Very sad, but like honestly this like I don't think I have anything planned. This is a bad idea for a topic right now.
No. No, it's not.
Just kidding. Yeah, no. I'm coming to Michigan, and honestly, I mean, as long as the right precautions are being taken, I'm planning to go to like Chattanooga to visit a friend, and anywhere else that I can drive to safely that will be easy to quarantine afterwards, stuff like that.
Did you, like, confirm a flight for Michigan yet?
Nope.
Brooke!
It's all good. It's all good. I got this. Don't worry.
Okay.
Aren't you supposed to, like, be there in, like, 2 weeks?
Listen. Okay. As the travel pilot specialist here, the flight industry ain't doing too hot right now, and their prices are going down. They're going way down, so I'm not too worried about prices spiking before I have to go to Michigan.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
and I mean, if like worst comes to worst, you could just fly yourself. Like, let's be honest.
It's true. I why wouldn't I? You ask, but like fuel, come on, like that's a lot of money.
I can't afford that right now.
Can't afford it.
So while traveling may be constricted, obviously right now with the state of the world, we had a few questions kind of lined out that we composed for you.
Okay.
And it can be, you know, off like past traveling experiences. So we would really like to know the do's and the don'ts of traveling. Do you have any like good tips? Like, you know, you need XYZ, you have to do this beforehand. Do you have any never do this because I did this and I fucked up? Like, what are your like do's and don'ts if you're taking a trip?
Well, number one, always pack 3 days before the trip and make a list. I swear to God, if you don't make a list, you're going to forget like five things.
Yes.
3 days though? You suggest 3 days, doctor?
I will begin packing 3 days. I'll wait on my clothing, but anything that I know that I'm not going to be using in the next 3 days that I'm bringing on the trip, just put it in a bag. Why not?
I can attest to this, because like if I was going over to Brooks like a few days or a week before like a trip, I'd walk into her bedroom and she would have her like suitcase just in the middle of her floor.
Yep.
So like she could put stuff in. So yes, I can attest to that. She would start to get prepared. Okay. Now, what about don'ts? Like never, you know, never what?
Oh God. Well, I for one, and this is me personally because I'm crazy. Every time I fly, I never accept a drink on the plane when they come around with the little cart.
Oh, really? Even like pop?
Yes, because almost every time I'm either in a middle seat or the window seat, and my ass is not crawling over two strangers to go take a leak on a 3 hour flight. So that's my little, that's one little tip, is either get that drink and do a tiny sip. You just sip gently. Don't be chugging. Or don't take a drink at all, because that is one of my least favorite things on a flight, is having to get up and go to the bathroom. Like,
oh, really?
Oh my God, it's the worst. Because like people are like sleeping. If someone's asleep, I feel so awkward, like tapping a stranger's arm and being like, I gotta go pee. And like fucking like, like it's so like, it just makes me feel so weird. So I just do everything in my power to not pee. I will literally, when they start calling the boarding zones, like, they'll be like, okay, we're doing zone one. I'll get up with all my stuff and I'll go to the bathroom and then come right back and just be like, oh, let's see where they're at. Okay, I'll hop in line.
Okay, that's fair. So if you're talking to someone who's traveling for the first time, like first ticket bought, and you say there's one thing not to do on the plane, and that's don't drink the Diet Coke.
Don't take that Diet Coke from that stewardess, I swear to God.
Don't take the Diet Coke with like the little like 4 ounce glass filled to, or plastic cup filled to the brim with ice, and they pour in like a drop or two.
Because
maybe they'll give you the can.
Because here's the thing, it is so stressful also if you're like, I'll wait to drink this, I don't want to finish it right away. You put it on the little like tray that they have that folds out.
Right, it's bumpy.
What if turbulence happens? Yeah. Then you got to sit there holding that drink. That ice is melting in your hand. Your hand is cold. You're miserable. You realize no one's coming around with a garbage can. So, you're stuck. You're holding this.
Not till the end. So then you have to hold the plastic cup and the can. And then
it's cold.
It's a mess.
The plane is, like, flipping over and you're just trying. You got ice all over you. Come on.
The plane took a detour through the Bermuda Triangle.
As it does.
As it does. And the flight from Michigan to Florida. It just detours over there a little bit. Do you get a like a drink at the bar, or do you eat at the bar? Get a, like pregame beforehand, or that would require peeing?
I mean, rarely would I do that. If I'm feeling brave and if I have a aisle seat and I know that like I'm close to the bathroom, okay, it's not going to be weird if I like get up and just go to the bathroom at any given time. Then there have been a few times that I've had a drink in the airport, or gotten something on a plane, but I elsewise I'm waiting. It depends on the time of day too. Like if I like get there and it's like 11 a.m. and I'm like drunk as fuck getting off a plane, like to like check into my hotel and then it's like 5 hours before I see anybody else, I'm not about to drink.
It's very valid.
Yeah.
Stacey?
I'm just in awe of these. Well, so basically, because...
wait, let me touch back really quick. Like, if you went on a plane, and are you basically saying the only way I'll get a Diet Coke is if I have an aisle seat?
That's my advice, honestly. Like, let's be real.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm over here, which I need to, I guess, take some advice from the doctor, because I'm over here like ginger ale me up, like keep right. it coming.
Now here is another factor. The other factor is social anxiety. Do you have that? Do you not? Because that will be a determining factor.
Okay. All right.
Chug away, my friend. Like, go take five pisses on the plane. I don't care.
Piss you know, on? It piss on a plane, right? Join the piss in the sky. You got it. You know what I mean?
I was trying to make a parody of snakes on a plane, but I don't think it like transcribed.
It didn't land. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't trying to get to land. I was just trying to be like punny about it, but okay. Move on.
Piss on a plane.
Carry on.
But no, I love the free pop on the plane. I love it. I love the little... And the little snacks on the plane, too. They're my favorite, and they pair so well. But now I know, you know, like, if I'm in that middle seat. I mean, maybe also because I, like, always just pay that little extra so I get to pick my seat, and I always pick that aisle.
See, yeah, that's – now that's – see, I'm doing all of this on a budget. I got a dime. I got a dime, and I got to save it, so.
Even on your doctor's salary?
Listen, yeah. That's how do you think I stay so wealthy? I only have a dime to spend on flights, and I
sit in the end seat and I don't take a drink.
You cut corners so you can enjoy the finer things in life. Oh.
So you can't enjoy the Diet Coke.
Well, it's just flying. Flying's gonna be miserable no matter what. So, like, yeah, I never pay for a seat. I will always take whatever they give me, especially if I'm flying alone. I could care less. Like, put me in the back of the plane. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess it too depends on like which airline you pick too, because there's some that no one gets to pick their seat, like Southwest, for instance. You just have to check in at the right time, and then you get to pick your seat once you're on the plane, true. Or you have like the ones that Spirit, that if you don't pay for your seat, you're going to be shoved into the bag area.
It's true.
Shoved into the bag.
They will literally just put you in a cage and put you underneath the plane, and they're like, well,
yep.
Good luck.
You paid for it. No, you didn't.
Good luck. You can pick your seat. Good luck.
Exactly. But okay, so perfect segue to our next question that we need to ask you, because I'm very curious. You said once you get to a place and then you get to your hotel and then you've got like 5 hours until you see anyone. So it made me think you have probably had plenty of hotel experiences that would just top all of the charts more than most people. And I'm very curious on the worst hotel experience that you've had while traveling. Oh,
my gosh.
That's so good. Like, any, like, dirty sheets, dirty rooms, like...
Oh, man, there's...
Your room wasn't ready? I don't know.
The one that comes to mind is forever ago, I was going to Cleveland. Like, this was one of the first times I was even, like, traveling with friends to go to a, like, convention on a different trip.
Okay.
And I was with my friends Jeff and Allie, wonderful people. I don't know what happened, but we went to go check in. They got this like shady ass motel. They like, it was like knockoff Super 8. Like, I don't even know what it was. Knockoff
Super 8.
It wasn't even a Super 8. It was Knockoff Super 8.
That's the name of my porno.
Right? So.
Sorry. Okay. Knockoff Super 8.
So we get there, and they go up to the front desk. Everything's fine. They're pretty chill. They give us the room number. We go around. It's, like, on the back of the building. We walk around. The door is just open, wide open, to our hotel room. And I'm sitting here like...
What? Was a maid in there?
The door is wide open. The lights were all off. And I'm like, okay, this is a zombie apocalypse movie. It is, like... 9 p.m. at night. There's no one else around. We are just checking in. We walk up. The floor of this hotel was, like, soaking wet. Ew. Like, I don't know what was going on, but you walked in and the fucking carpet was just wet and it just smelled like cigarettes and weed. And it was a non-smoking room.
Of course.
And so we were just like, okay. All right, so we had to go.
That's how it started.
Like, that's literally how it started. And
oh my god!
Thankfully they didn't put up too much of a fight of us switching to a different room. Like there was vacancy. It's not like we were fighting.
Switch to a different hotel.
We didn't have the time or the expendable effort to do it. So, and after that, I mean, it was they only gave us like one towel for the three of us. So, like, that was fun.
It was in Cleveland?
That was Cleveland.
I don't go to Ohio.
I have... Can I...
Ireland listener, don't go to Ohio.
Yeah, don't. I have one other instance, if I can say. That was just bonkers. So, my first convention that I really went to the West Coast for, back in 2012, we had planned a... big like suite that we had reserved, and there were 25 of us were going to be split between two suites that we were just going to throw parties in the whole weekend, which is, to be honest, I mean, when you go to conventions, that's a pretty normal thing. Like, everybody, you can fit a lot of people into a convention hotel
in
like
one,
that
like in one room, and it's like 12 people basically in a
suites. So suites they'll usually have, the ones that we usually look into have two bedrooms, and then the main master room is just like a huge living room. So people can bring mattresses and sleeping bags and like sleep on the couches and stuff.
Orgy.
This episode of the podcast is rated PG-13.
It's rated BP-13. So
I'm done.
Okay. So once again, we arrive. There's already like 7 or 8 of us there, like right away. We're ready to get this hotel room and get set up. We have the whole party weekend planned. We walk up to the desk. They check us in. They give us our room numbers. I'm like, those room numbers don't seem like they would be on the ends of the hotel.
Oh no.
We walk up. They gave us 2 completely normal hotel rooms with only 2 beds in each. And they would not. They said, nope, we're not get. We have all the suites are booked out. We're not upgrading you. So there were. I don't know. I don't even remember who was in charge of booking the room, if it was their fault or not. But for 5 days, we had 25 people split up between 2 normal sized rooms that just connected. Like, there was a door between them that connected. There were people sleeping under the bed. There were people sleeping under the little desk that they have, like, you know, there's just like a little desk in a corner. We literally moved all of the furniture as far against the walls as we could. I literally spent one night sleeping underneath a damp towel with my ex because there was just no other blankets. The hotel wouldn't give us more sheets.
A damp towel.
Because that was all we could find. And then one morning we woke up. And I woke up to everybody freaking out and like screaming. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I walk into the other room and there was just blood smeared on the wall.
What?
We don't know what happened. But somehow between when we all passed out and the morning, somebody somehow got injured and just smeared blood all over the bed and the wall.
Did it say get out?
It probably should have, because like it was a nightmare. But despite all of that, it was genuinely one of the best weekends of my life, even still. So you know what? Travel issues, they're what you make of it.
Damp towel or not.
Damp towel and all.
What state was it in?
That was in Washington State. Wow. That was in Seattle. Yep.
Fun. Wow. Well, okay, if you could have a trip fully paid, like all expenses, travel, hotel, whatever, this is pre-COVID, whatever, what would be like your bucket list one place you'd want to sincerely travel to? And it could be anywhere in the world.
It's, I mean, 100% it would be Japan. Okay. Like my ex has been to Japan so many times. While we were together, so many times, I should say twice. That's still a lot for somebody traveling internationally.
Yeah, I mean.
And I've never gotten to go with, and the best Disney park is in Japan.
Oh.
The best sushi is over in Japan, obviously. Amazing food. And it's just a place that I'm so nervous about internationally traveling. I've only been to Canada once in my life, and that's the farthest I've traveled outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah, okay. So you would, but you'd be mm-hmm. nervous too.
Oh, I'd have to take like months to like learn the language and the culture before I go. I don't want to show up and be like, what up, y'all? Literally, yeah, that's like my worst fear about traveling internationally. And it's why I haven't really traveled internationally, because it would be a whole thing.
Right. Now with COVID, I mean,
Lord knows.
Right now, at the moment.
I mean, the rest of the world is traveling. They just say no Americans anywhere. So
exactly, which is valid. They're
very valid. Very
keep
valid.
Us out yeah. right now. Keep us out.
Keep us in.
Canada isn't even letting us in right now. Let's just put that out there.
Legit.
Nah.
Even.
No, but
nah. They're like, nah. Enhanced license? Nah.
Nah. So, I mean, okay, touching on the one place you would travel on bucket list, is there one place I guess you would kind of have to been to it. Like, would you ever, is there like a city or a state that like you would never really want to visit again?
Oh boy.
It can be like city specific or,
Let me pull up a map of the United States.
Brooksman everywhere.
You
man.
Don't know.
Brooksman everywhere.
I've been to so many places. I really don't have that many bad experiences in terms. Like I usually roll with the punches if something happens. Okay. I would say that I don't really have any interest of ever going to Arizona again.
Okay.
Arizona was so hot and dry. And like dusty, that I had a fucking like respiratory infection that lasted me 3 weeks after I visited.
Oh my god! Wait, how long ago did you go there?
That was back when I lived in California, so probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, okay.
So that was rough.
Where in Arizona did you go?
I could not even tell you.
Remember?
No, it was by the main airport. Is all I remember. I was staying with a friend.
City? Like Phoenix.
I just went
it's
to my
so
friend's
repressed. House. It's so repressed at this point. I get it's, it.
Yeah, oh, honestly.
Right. They don't know where. Okay, Arizona.
That's my vote, Arizona. Everywhere else, I mean, there's something interesting in every state. Like, I'm down to go wherever. There's still a lot that I haven't visited on the East Coast.
I've always wanted to take a road trip down the East Coast, and I actually talked to Stacy about it. Like, even if we could, like, collaborate mm-hmm. something that we all, like,
do it. Road trips are together. Fun.
I mean, yeah.
No, well, here's the thing. You're in Florida. So, people come, basically, someone come fly to New York. Both of you fly to New York. and then we take a road trip all the way down the East Coast to drop you back off at home.
Okay.
In Florida.
And
then Keith and I fly back. Yeah.
And Brooke, I mean, depending on how long you're gonna like be in Florida, Stack and I are talking about a trip to New Orleans in the spring.
Well,
right.
Come on.
Oh yeah. Well, we don't. All I know is that I have the trip, but
Lord knows
where we know when the world will open back up. We're hoping spring, but we can guarantee it'll be spring.
Yeah, aim for the stars.
If that vaccine comes out, shoot me up. I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Oh,
yep. I'm with you there.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. So you won't go back to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
You want a good road trip. Now, I think it brings us to our final question of the night.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to our expert traveler.
Pilot.
Yes. DJ. Hello.
Hello.
delivered thousands of people safely. Go on.
Right. And I'm talking about babies and passengers.
And passengers. That's right. You got me.
Okay. Sorry. Go on.
Okay. So, I guess this is a two-folder.
Okay.
First things first. I want you, as soon as I say it, I want the first three things that come to mind when I say things that are a must-have for a trip. Go.
Okay. Bathroom bag.
Okay.
Underwear.
Okay.
I don't know. You're asking me you want me to be practical.
Last question.
Yeah.
Last thing you bring.
Last thing you bring. A little plane buddy.
Like a stuffed animal?
Yeah.
Then you can or take, a person.
I mean, either or. You can take a nap on either one. Your neck's going to get sniffed, so bring a little pillow, have a little nap.
Just steal a person to simply nap on. Steal a
person and, put that armrest up and just take a nap on their lap, whatever.
You heard it here, folks. The only three things you need for a trip are a bathroom bag, underwear, and a person to nap on.
Everything else you can buy when you get there, am I right?
Okay, so last thing that we need to know from all of your vast knowledge is I know that deep down there you have, some travel hacks up your sleeve, whether it's, how do you best pack your suitcase, how do you pack to make sure you can get the most in there? Or how do you wrap your chargers to make sure that they don't get tangled? Where do you stuff your little tag on your suitcase to make sure that no one steals your stuff? What are your hacks?
Travel hacks. When you're packing your suitcase, get a space bag and just suck all that air out.
I can attest to that. I've seen Brooke do that.
Yes, that will save you so much space. But then you have to watch the weight, right? You don't want to go over 50 pounds or they're going to charge you that extra $60. That shit sucks. So make sure you check what your airline allows and you just bring that extra little bag. You go to weigh it. They say, oh, it's 4 pounds over. You say, I got you. You open that thing right up and you take some stuff out and put it in that bag and you carry it on the plane with you.
All right.
And then,
that's a solid. Anything else?
When you're going through security, wear shoes that are easy to take off. Don't wear a jacket. Turn your phone off because who knows what those X-ray machines can do to your phone. I'm very paranoid about it just erasing my phone's memory. Who knows?
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
And then pretty much what I do is when I go through security and when I'm just on a plane, I will have one bag that they'll let you bring one personal bag on that just has all of my stuff out. So it'll have my ID, my cards, my money, if I'm bringing a laptop or a video game system, and you just take that bag and you just push it right on through. You don't have to take anything out. The X-ray machine looks at it. You're good to go.
All right. Wow. Well, that was very insightful, Doctor.
Doctor, yeah. I have a quick bonus question.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Have you ever been sexually attracted to a steward or stewardess?
I'm usually so fucking tired on the plane that I don't care about a single soul around me.
Okay.
I can't think of
All right. Well, bonus asterisk times two follow-up question.
Uh-oh.
If you did see someone on a plane that you were physically attracted to and they were let's go join the Mile High Club, would you join them in the bathroom?
I would be like, I don't like getting out of my seat to go to the bathroom on a flight. I'm fucking staying put, baby.
Bitch, I can't even order a Diet Coke. I'm not going to the bathroom.
You can fucking wait until we're off this flight, is what I would say.
Oh, perfect, the dedication. Answer.
Perfect. Like, wrapping up the whole thing.
What can I say?
Perfect. Well, Dr. BJPP, we are very appreciative that you can, you know, so line up your schedule. We were looking forward to this. Like, we really wanted to have you on as a guest again. And when you're home end of September, we're talking about, like, doing, like, kind of like a improv game, drinking game night with you, like, coming over. We can make an episode together, like, all three of us. Like, so we're just looking forward to it, and we're really happy you came on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'd be honored.
Yay.
As long, you know, my schedule will free up as the year goes on, hopefully. We'll, I mean, well,
we have Christmas, Black Friday.
Oh, that's, I mean, we're going to have a lot of patients, and I'm going to have a lot of flights to take care of, so we'll see.
Well,
you have to do surgery on the flight. Like, yeah,
that's the next step, isn't it?
Oh my God, whenever they're on a flight and they're like, oh my God, is there a doctor on the flight? Will that get you out of your middle seat?
I mean, I'm the one flying the plane, so this thing better have autopilot.
No co-pilot involved. It's just Dr. BJPP.
It's just me. Who needs another when you've got me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, like I said, thank you so much for coming on. Like, we love having you. We're happy you're a dedicated listener, and this was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Brooke, just if you would be so kind to do the honors this week and just, like, let all of our listeners know where they can contact us,
yes, and
reach out with any questions or anything like that. Like, where can they get a hold of us?
Yes.
Listen, this is very important. Have the pen and paper ready, because it took me a while. You're gonna open up your mail program. You're gonna compose, and you're gonna type in the number two, hoots, HOOTZ, and a holler. And then you're going to do the little at sign. Don't type at. You do the at sign. At Gmail. And I cannot state this enough. .com.
Perfect. So just please, putting it out there. Reach out to us. Thank you for that promo.
Anytime. You know, just.
Pilot.
Well, I'm just looking forward. Let's keep in touch. You know?
Keep in touch?
I just had to say it once. Sorry, guys. Just had to get that in there.
She's a listener.
What can I say? Yeah. From the beginning.
Love it. We love you. Thank you so much for coming.
We love you so much.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Have a good night. And I'll let you know when your episode is live.
Let's go. All right. Everybody stay safe out there so I don't have to do surgery on you. Thank you.
On a plane on a red eye to San Fran.
Because trust me, I may be a plane doctor. I may be a doctor pilot. You don't want me doing surgery on you, though. I'm going to just disclose that right here and then. Okay.
You heard it here, folks. Dr. BJ.
You don't want Brooke.
You don't want your surgery. Great. Awesome.
All right.
All right. Bye, love.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow. Every time I speak with Dr. BJPP, she just, I'm speechless. Like, I mean, she's
enlightened.
Enlightened. She truly is an expert on every single topic. Like, it's just, it's madness to me. You know what I mean?
It's so good. She's so good. I just appreciate her so much. And I can't wait to see what we throw at her next time she's on the show.
Exactly. But, like, regardless, she'll be an expert at it. Like, it's just absolutely a gift.
100%. And I think, you know, the one thing that I took away the most from this.
Yes. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Just like the wise words she presented mm-hmm. us.
Oh, there's so many options to choose from. I'm really excited to hear what it is. Okay.
Keep in touch.
You're right. You're right. Keep in
touch. Simple as that.
It's simple as that. Three little words. all you need to say, and it just, like, truly gets the emotion across, you know?
There's only one thing to do, three words that I tell you.
There's only one thing to do, three words
for
you. Keep in touch. All right, well, this was so much fun. I'm glad we got to get our expert on here and, like, truly teach us what traveling is all about. I feel informed, enlightened. I'm ready to travel. I'm on Delta right now. I'm literally
booking a flight. You are on the plane. You did this whole thing from the air.
But I'm in a middle seat, so I didn't order a Diet Coke.
Because you don't want to piss.
Don't want to cause that commotion. So I skipped on the Diet Coke, but I did take the nuts. Okay.
With that, folks.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'd fuck the Wensler.